Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is, most of you know it, Veronica Entwistle. And who are you? This is a show called Radiance by Design. And it's a show all about you. What we do on Radiance by Design is we do some energy meditations. We learn to become conscious about what we're projecting in the world and how that tells us it's the signature of a lot of what we're connecting to in life. We magnetize in experiences that match what we're... I'm really into Dwal Cool these days and talking about projections. So we're all projecting all of the time. So I could say in this show that Radiance by Design is about looking at what we're projecting energetically and how we're bringing back from others their matching energies. And you know what? According to Dwal Cool, my own guides and angels, who are pretty powerful as well, are always saying that we can unhook ourselves from the relentless drag of these repeated patterns that might be cellular, who knows how long they've gone on. And Dwal Cool says everyone is projecting all the time all over the world, and yet that is karma, and yet we can break out of it. We can stop ourselves being on these cycles and these connections by becoming conscious of what it is we're projecting or what other people are projecting, and then stepping out of it. You do that way inside and way energetically. It's kind of interesting to think about that. It's a real feat, isn't it? I've got a number of friends who've been practicing getting detuned from that projection reality, and it's really, really amazing. Because remember, it wasn't that long ago. A lot of us would say, oh, I think so-and-so is projecting. I just threw my head back and howled with laughter when I was reading his whole chapter on how all of us is projecting all of the time. Golly, there goes that fickle finger of pointing. Can't point it at anybody, can we? Just at ourselves. Same old thing. Anyway, I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I work with my guides and angels. And as we work with you and the kinds of questions you're tripping over or dealing with or being held back by or seeking or however you're dealing with it, I love it when you call in and my guides and angels will help you in the energy systems that they've taught me. And I've also learned some from some other people, will help us to shift the kinds of energies that continually magnetize back those particular problems. I love it when you call in. So last week was kind of a truncated version of the show. Did you notice that? There was a huge hiccup in the middle, and we missed probably half the show. But some of you hung in there, and we had a call near the end by Stephanie who explained what had been going on in her world, and I appreciated that. So let's hope that this week I'm aiming for 5 callers. Are you ready for that? So let's start by doing our energy meditation. And in this meditation, I'm going to use the sacred geometrics because you can create, talk about projecting. We can literally and consciously project a higher frequency around ourselves to both create a workspace, a research place, a research lab, or to create a buffer, or to create a healing space, or whatever it is we want. So rather than just project away with the what Dwal Cool calls the tyranny of the mind, or the subconscious mind, instead of all that, we're going to get conscious about it today, and we're going to learn to create our reality at a deeper and deeper level. One of the goals that we have here is to live into multidimensionality, that is, being able to capo up, for those of you who play guitar, that's that thing you put around the neck of the guitar that raises the frequency of the strings. So for those of you who want to move up in frequency, this is the kind of show where we learn to drop off what's limiting us, ourselves, and then raise our frequency consciously. And by doing that, by doing just that, we create a change in the kinds of people that, or the nature, or the aspects of people that we connect with. And we also change our predictions. We change some of our goals and desires. And the guides will help us with that. They come in from other dimensions, and we can start bringing other dimensional energies in and move the stuck parts and see us. And I was telling somebody today, it's fascinating to me because I can see predictions. So say you're talking to me, and I can see predictions coming up. And as we change your energy fields, you and I and the guides and angels and your guides and angels, as we change the energy, running energy through you, your predictions literally in front of me like a movie change. And that's so exciting. That's why I don't like predictions to hold, because if they do, it means that life is a fait accompli, that life is already decided, and I believe we're here to decide and to make things really different. So let's talk about that after our wonderful meditation. My guides taught me this, and I do love it. So let's close your eyes unless you're driving your car or walking on a cliff. Or even anything that's precarious, riding a bike. And above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament, a bright, bright filament of golden light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height and 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid, the lines of which are gold. And today the walls are filling in with a bright pink, so I don't know what's happening with yours. It might be different, and that's okay. And upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. The two pyramids meet point to point, four sides. And now you're in an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And then inside of that, you create a beautiful crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, there you are in a Star of David, three-dimensional Star of David called a star tetrahedron. And in that, you start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And you very often will get dizzy as you do that. And as you spin and spin, look at that first screen. You have a magical screen in front of you. Look at the first screen. What is it about yourself that you really want to amp up, that you want to create? I always tell you the same thing. I want to be multidimensional. I want to have I want to be consciously aware of my many dimensions and be able to function in those different dimensions at will. I want to understand aspects of myself that are in different dimensions and other parts of life that are in these different dimensions. And I want to come from the heart. You don't have to do what I do, but you might want to do that. I don't know. What is it you'd like to have for yourself? Good. Now, when you've got the feeling of that and you can really feel it buzzing through your body, mind, wrap that in light. And now move to the next screen. And on that, you're creating some kind of project. What kind of project do you want to do? As many of you know, I'm doing a television series, and I'm creating it myself with my help of my amazing partner, Bob, and a few other people. And we're creating a television series, and it takes quite a while. So I'm going to see all the resources come to further that. I'm going to see the resources coming in the form of money, of people, of locations, situations, of market. And as I see that project develop itself and get brighter and clearer, then I see it ongoing and being supported by the universe, by the finances, by the structure, the situation, the beauty, the fun, the service, the whole thing. I see it coming together, and I see the resources being ongoing, and I see myself grinning. Now, you might have a project like getting a relationship going, or a family, or a household, or a business, or a movie, or a tape, or a record, or a book. It doesn't matter. What is it you want to do? Just see it happening. Yes. Good. And that wrap it in light. And now let's move to the Galactic Healing Center. And in that wonderful Galactic Healing Center, see your team all around the healing table, team of healing guidance. And the first person to come and lie on the table is you. And what is it you'd like them to work on with you? Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you can take it in and say, this is what I'd like to work on. And other times you can say, please work on me. Just let them tell you. Okay. Just see what they do, or if you don't see, just feel it, or you might just go to sleep or something. It's okay. Good, and wrap that in light. And now let's replicate the team around a fresh healing table. And who is it you want to work on? Bring somebody in that you really want to help. And I'm bringing in a young boy who's got ADD and he's got some kind of hyperactive affliction. And I'm asking them to work on him. Very interesting. Who are you working on? Okay. And now we're going to wrap that in light, wrap that scenario in light. And now we have a fresh healing team. Remember, the team can replicate themselves at will around a table. Now, I was talking to somebody today who has an awful time sleeping. So if you or anyone else has that as well, throw it into the healing room. But if not, just choose someone or have someone choose the position that they want to be in and have the team show us or help us with helping this person sleep. I mean, appropriately. Not all day and all night, no way. Good. That's it. Now, in this case, I'm seeing that they're working way inside of his hypothalamus in the center of the brain there. Because he has a recording going on in there, which is talking about it's not safe to tune out, something very, very sensitive. There. That's it. Now, if you know who you are, you might want to email me later and tell me if you can sleep better. That's it. And guides are working with that. And they're also working with the top of his head, the back of his head, and his feet. Mm-hmm. Good. And wrap that in light. And now I'd like us to do a political thing while we're still in the healing room. And, of course, it's our healing room, and, of course, it's magical. So let's bring in a huge global political problem into the healing room. And one of the things that Bob and I had a lot of talk today about, somebody phoned me and said that according to the German and Austrian news, America's about to go to war with Iran. And I just get so horrified by all of that. But as Bob was reminding me, things are changing and there are other dynamics. I'm not going to get all political here because I'm not astute enough on that subject. But in any case, he was telling me that there are alliances and so on among countries in the world that are going to offset certain things. So my prayer tonight, my political thing, is that our frequencies, let's send out a really powerful, powerful understanding and loving energy that rises up through many individuals so that the whole concept of war for money, for oil, for dominance and all of that stuff is way out of the realm of these people. So let's just see a rising, I'd like to see a rising tide of consciousness and love moving up through people who are in great positions of power and people understanding suddenly that it's one world for all of us. That's right, I want to see the energy moving up. Now let's draw it in through the top of our heads, and the color would be gold and pink, sort of a bright, bright, radiant salmon pink. Bring it in through the top of the head and out through the chest, and let's just ship that energy all over the world so that it touches and caresses and awakens and activates people all over the world that might be in a position to offset the tensions, the adversarial tensions. That's it. And just see it going around like Tinkerbell. Pretend you're Tinkerbell. Ding, ding, ding. Touching various people who are in positions of power. Yeah. And listening to people who want life for their families. They want their families. They want their grandchildren. They want Sunday dinners. They want whatever it is they want. They don't want war. And let's raise the field and frequency and have it go all over the world. And then come right back to you. In through your chest. And actually surge through your whole body, mind, so you too are into harmony at all levels, and the energy pops back up through the top of your head, and we let it go way out into outer space, so our ET friends know that we're getting beyond that whole war mentality. We want to be galactic citizens. Now come back into, let's close off the healing room and pop back into our spinning star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And come on back into the room. Good work. Okay. And then I'd love it if you call in. And then we're going to talk about projections. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. We'll probably talk about things that you want to talk about as well if you called 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And then we have three other lines, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. It's so interesting because we talk about projections, as I said, you know, like everyone is projecting all the time. But one of the things is, so I'm going to jump around with this subject, but I'm going to kind of loosely tie it back. But it's so interesting to look at, for example, the media. What is it that's being projected through television these days? And I want to do television stuff. I'm doing Paradigm Shifters, which are interviews I'm doing on the radio. Paradigm Shifters are people that are making a conscious difference in the planet. So the television series I want to do is Paradigm Shifters, getting people who are making a difference in the collective on our planet at this time. Because I used to have this dream many, many years ago. I would like to send out the same thing that we're doing here on Global Radio, BBS, and all kinds of other stations, sending out higher frequency energies that we can actually touch other people and make a difference. So we're literally consciously, aren't we, consciously projecting or sending out higher thought, knowing that we're all one, we're all community, and we can really make a difference. And that's what I want to do on TV. How many of you watch TV? So let's see about projecting. I've had some very funny episodes hearing about family. Oh, goody, you're on the air. You get to come on before I start to chat a lot. Hi.
Hey, Veronica. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing? We haven't talked for a while, darling.
I know. Well, talk about projecting. I think that I've been really sick the past 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And and it has to do with like my intestines and my gallbladder and stuff like that. And I kind of feel like, because I'm going through a slight change, my roommate is moving out, and for the first time in my whole life, I will be living on my own.
So
So I kind of feel like I'm projecting this, like, illness, because I'm usually pretty healthy.
Well, I want to say something about that, is that you have, first of all, you got some kind of, I don't know, it's a bacteria or virus. I would say you kind of have a bacterial thing going on.
Okay.
And I don't stick to the physical. You've got to know that by now. So what we're going to do is do some energy shifting, because what's going on is you got a lot of, I want to say two things. One is you have a really pretty blue light coming up through you, right? And the other thing is that you've got some really dark stuff trying to move through your intestinal tract and your belly area, which, as we know, as the second chakra, is what houses the subconscious, okay?
Right.
So you're going through big changes. It's not just about your roommate moving out. It's about points of view and different ways that you're understanding yourself.
Yeah.
So I want to say that it's not easy what you're going through, but this is the stuff of your own personal evolution or your personal transformation. Do you know that?
Okay.
And I want.
I had a feeling.
And you want that, Beth, don't you?
I do. It just hurts a lot.
Yeah, of course. I shouldn't say of course, but most of the time when we rip ourselves away from how we've been and begin to waken up, there's something physical that goes on. And sometimes we'll get things like diarrhea and so on. And talking about projections, it's a time also where we will feel more acutely people's judgments or things that are being projected at us. Are you experiencing some of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm trying to not be judgmental either going through this. Because I am changing my thought patterns, and I'm realizing that some of my friends don't feel the same way. I'm realizing a lot of conversations that I used to have, I'm not really having anymore because my thought patterns are changing.
Mm-hmm. And if I say projecting, can you understand that our thought patterns get projected and you're trying to change yours, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying this also. I want to do some energy here, and people at home, pay attention to your own belly area, your second chakra. Beth, you also have a lot of energy in the heart chakra wanting to change. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about it is if we look at our energy body as these spiraling lights moving up through our chakras, you know, they're spiraling and they're picking up information, transforming it, moving up to the next one, and so on. And I'm watching your belly area. There's some holding back in there, and there's some moving forward, and there's also quite a bit going on in your chest, which represents to me a lot about courage right now. And so you're projecting a kind of a vulnerability and a confusion at the same time as you're projecting, a desire to be different, to be powerful, to be heard, and so on. Does that make sense?
Totally, yeah.
And I want to feed you and say, this is really good for you, because I don't believe predictions should hold, but I can see the flow and the trend that you're moving on right now. The reason I don't believe they should hold is because I believe we should be creating all the time, right? And as you go through the next little while, you have the opportunity to move yourself into a much more kind of centered and radiant level of confidence. And also your heart is going to be much bigger, meaning not be about one or two people, but about having a loving radiance all the time that other people can hitch a ride on sometimes. That's a whole different kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would love that.
But because you don't have it right now doesn't mean you're wrong. It means that, you know, the cake isn't baked yet, or you're still stirring all the pieces together. So let the stirring happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take some energy. La 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 la. Let's call it in from the universe. And we're going to have everybody run it to, I think we'll run it to the base of our spines. And we're going to send it up your spine and have it whirl round and round in the belly area. Yeah. And I think everybody can feel it, can't they? Can you feel that, Beth?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we want to move that right up. There you go. You're moving it fast, actually. And your solar plexus is too full. You probably just had dinner, did you?
Yeah. It had a little something. Not big.
It's okay. There you go. Right there. And now we're going to send the energy right into the chest consciously as if we're starting again. And now have it move through your throat. And there's a part of your head that feels pressured, and we want this energy to move up through and undo that pressure and shoot out through the top of your head. And I praise you for your call tonight, because I think that you're insecure and vulnerable at the same time as you're courageous and focused. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, of course, my guides always recommend, call up the insecure, call up the vulnerable, really feel it. And then hand it to your guides, and then step forward in your visualization, because you've got some very good changes coming up. And you've got some people around you that are going to be kind of surprised at the new you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We want
that. Yeah.
We want that. Thank you for your call, honey.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Let us know how you're doing.
I will, for sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was a good, brave, confident call, wasn't it? But it's really interesting that when we're projecting, and according to both the guides and Dwal Kool, my guides say it a little differently, but anyway, you reach for what you're sending out. For example, I was hearing some stories about sisters and somebody making a big change in the family, and then the other sisters were really made uncomfortable by that. So when you think that's kind of an extreme example, that doesn't have to happen every day. But when the one person makes a change, and this could be happening in any group that's familiar with each other, one person makes a change and then the judgments or the projections start. You're making this change because you want to overpower me. You're making this change because you want what I had. You're making this change because... I don't know, there's all these reasons that people start projecting. And the other person gets afraid that it's because you're mad at me and all of that kind of stuff. And then we end up, I mean, take a look at that. That's a pretty common, basic situation. And what happens there is everybody's sitting in a swell of these thoughts, none of which are about anything, but something that probably came from the past. And it certainly came from fear. It's really interesting, isn't it? So let's take a minute and really go for something you're projecting on someone else. So let's bring in, let's see, how can we do this in a simple way? Take a look at some situation you're in right now. And some people are really, really positive. So you're bringing in a brand new person. And that person might be very good at what you're doing. Oh, I'll do it. Okay, here comes a brand new person. She's an intuitive, and she's got a radio show. Oh, my. Let's come up with the projections. So she looks at me and says, and this isn't a true story. This is an example. So she looks at me and says, uh-oh. What does she say? Probably competition. I might look at her and go, I wonder how good she is. I wonder if she's going to take... something like, is she better than I am? Oh, dear, I'm not. These are sort of typical things people do. I'm not really sure I can handle this or that. Or, golly, is she going to, you know, it's kind of a competitive thing that starts coming up and all these stupid ideas. And most of us will, these days, will be saying, oh, I don't want to think like that. I want to be really open and maybe, and here we are trying to move on the planet into a kind of a win-win consciousness. We keep being told that it's time by guides and angels, by all kinds of teachers and so on. We keep being told that it's time for us to think community, to start being very, very self-sufficient on a local level and think in community ways, that we have to work together and not be competitive so much as be interactive, not only with each other, but with our planet, with the atmosphere and with the earth and so on. And so that kind of attitude, like, oh dear, here comes someone, is she going to compete with me? I wonder who's going to have the biggest market. It happens with most people. And yet we have to learn to take hold of that and turn it around and say, wow, I wonder what would happen if we did this together, if we were consorting together, would we not be able to send greater waves of consciousness around the world? It's like getting into the community consciousness. So call in and let's see what's going on in your world these days. It's very healing to be looking at your projections and to back up from them. But sometimes it's really exhausting because you have to actually look yourself right in the eye. It's Aravinda who says that you need to stand naked in the eyes of the divine. That means don't deceive yourself about what it is you're projecting or what it is you're doing or the defenses you have. And it's Aravinda that says always that your defenses and your resistances are what keep you from enlightenment. And enlightenment belongs to all of us, but it's our... Again, I would roll it around to projections. It's the way we project our thoughts into the world that can be defensive, can be resistant, can be self-protective, and so on. Those are the things that block our sense of self and our sense of enlightenment. And it also keeps creating war, doesn't it? So let's see. All right, let's see what else we can do. And I am a little bit concerned about this war thing because as we talk about 2012, and so many of us on BBS Radio and all kinds of other places have been talking about how there's a possibility of this tremendous shift. I don't know if it's supposed to be exactly at 2012. That depends on who you're listening to, doesn't it? But there's supposed to be this tremendous shift. And in that shift, we have the possibility of bringing heaven to earth. Well, how do we do that? So I'm thinking of people like the oil people, and I'm thinking of like dominant forces like pharmaceuticals and politics and so on all over the world. And the pot boilers are getting bigger and bigger. And I'm wondering, have we got enough? Have we got enough internal energy and internal authenticity and desire for a win-win reality? Is there enough of that to spread all over the world in order to flip over or to tip, use the tipping point of human consciousness so that the greed and corruption will not win? I wonder. And so it's going to take a whole lot of us focusing deeply within, checking out what are our defenses, what are our resistances, what are our projections, and so on. It's going to take a lot of that kind of work in order to amass what do they call it, the critical mass that's actually going to make a huge difference. Remember all the studies with meditation, with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and various other meditators who did like a major, I think it was in Washington, D.C., wasn't it, Bob? Where they did the sit in meditation for quite a period of time, and they found that the crime rate in that area dropped, not because the criminals were meditating. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. That was because the vibrations were going a lot higher, and it's contagious. So sending a wave out is very contagious, and we did some of that in our wonderful structure. So I'm watching out there. I'm looking for some of you who are going to call in, but you're afraid to, or else you're calling and you don't seem to be getting picked up or something. And I'm watching several of you wanting to make changes, but you're really defensive, you're really scared, and you're holding yourself in. So I'm saying to you, what happens is one of the things about projections we want to learn is, what am I sending out there? They're all vibration, and all of this vibrational stuff creates the swill of the collective, right? And a lot of the thoughts and feelings we run through our own minds, through our own eyes, through our own beingness, aren't even our own. They're not even authentically our own. And they won't be our own until we actually go in and perceive what it is we're doing and sending out there. And I have this belief that if we keep finding out what it is we're sending out there, then we can absolutely change it, and we can send out transcendent thoughts. We can send out love. We can send out caring for one another. We can send out a connection to Mother Earth and how we really care about that. So I'm looking at a couple of people here. These ones are women. They live in different places, and each one of them is holding a very, very defensive attitude, self-protective, afraid of income, thinking people are going to take things from them, projecting out that you don't look right, so you don't belong, projecting out that all men who look this way or that way are not okay, projecting out the pain from their own childhood or whatever, like that. That's the stuff that keeps us on the wheel. So here in Radiance by Design, I'm looking at these people and I'm going, okay, what we want to do is call in their attention, and I'm going to have those of you who think you can relate to this to drop your own tension, to allow yourself to relax and get right into center. Another thing that Dwal Kool says in his Recession Proofing Your Mind tapes is, remember, when you drop into the now, what happens is that flow, remember, that's dropping your projections, being right in the center of the now. What happens is the flow of the superconscious mind hits, and then that's where you get your inspirations. That's where you get your fresh ideas, and that's where you get released from the kind of cage of your own defensiveness. Defensiveness doesn't actually defend us, does it? So anyway, let's go back to these women that I'm looking at who are really afraid, and they're very defended. In every case that I'm looking at, they have a kind of a cage around them. So let's ask if you've got a cage around you of protection. That's right. And then let's drop inside and ask to feel and exaggerate it. Wrap yourselves in light here, you guys. That's what you do for defense, is use your light. Don't use the tension, okay? Oh, goody, you're on the air. I just wanted to finish this thing. And then we exaggerate that feeling. Drop your tension. Wrap yourself in light. Drop your tension. Good. And now way inside your heart, drop into the now, right into the now. Okay. And now look out into the world and see there that it's a wonderful win-win place. Just see it. And if you can, send really good feelings, light, and love. And we'll talk to whoever you are that has been gracious enough to phone in. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Okay. Been interesting. A few weeks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just, well, it's been this, it's, you know, I recognize a lot of this. I've been hurt on myself, and it's just this weird, it's like this weird place of I'm really not afraid, and I can sense I'm really not afraid, but yet a part of me, it's like I am, but I'm not. I'm acting like I am, but if I go really inside, I'm not. And I experienced this 2 years ago. I experienced this last summer. But it's like I feel like I've uncovered another depth, you know?
Oh, this is great,
and
isn't it?
Moving into a new direction, but holy cow, I keep finding reasons to block my, not blocking, yes, but not really blocking. It's more like just, because when I open up, it just comes through. Maybe I'm just addicted to this whole roller coaster of being sick and then being well, and then feeling like, oh, I have the power to be well or something, instead of just going and just doing it, because I enjoy that a lot more.
You are hard on yourself.
No kidding.
Are you sick of it?
Well, you know, I guess I will have to admit and say, I don't know. Because when I've been getting this, don't say you're sick, because when I get sick, I get really sick. But when I say, no, I'm not sick, I'm just opening up and it's going to be gone in 2 days, and it is. I just have to do what I'm told to do.
What kind of sick is it?
Well, and it's turned into a sinus infection and coughing, and when I'm negative, it gets worse. When I'm positive, the energy flows, everything cools off on the inside, and I feel great, and I can sing. And I've been terrified of singing in public, and that's the one thing I've been trying to get over, is this idea that I can't sing, because that's the thing that I used as an excuse to drop my music major years ago, and I used it as an excuse to say I can't succeed without my mom's help, and, you know, all that stuff.
And where's your mom?
Kinsey, Missouri.
Okay. And is she around to help you?
Oh, she's helped me a lot. I feel really bad about it, actually, because I've been, well, honestly, pretty stubborn at not allowing myself to be helped by the universe. And now I'm jobless and been getting this, okay, those old jobs for last year, the old jobs, the way I do things isn't going to work anymore. You know, you just got to go write and stuff like, you just got to go do it. Just go do it.
Well, it's really interesting to me because I feel there's something really vulnerable in you that really would like to be, you know, I think this is true for lots of us, Stephanie. There's a lot of us would like to be kind of looked after and nurtured and all of that. And,
Oh, yeah. I've spent a lot of my time in my life looking after other people, I feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been looked after, and I've been conscious lately that when beautiful things start, amazing things like opportunities, like things I've been wanting start coming my way.
Then you get sick.
Something happens. It's like, I have to, like, someone comes along immediately and says, you know, I could use some help with something, or we're just talking and they need some energy work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, one friend, and it's been the hardest thing, just letting go of these really weird relationships I've set up with people. I find myself being negative and blocking myself from helping them, or helping myself, so I could continue this stupid codependent crap. Pardon the expression, I know you're on the radio, but, you know, it's like the most inappropriate stuff. And one of my friends, he goes, I could hear what you were thinking, and that's just, that wasn't cool. And he's like, you can do that all you want. But, and it's weird, because I know better, and it's not me, and I know it makes me miserable. But that may not even be the point.
Well, one of the things I want to say, well, you know what? We all run programs, and some of them aren't even our own. You know that? And And the other thing is that, you know, we talked about defense is a great way to block enlightenment, right? And you're doing a defensive thing, which is somehow giving you a Band-Aid when it's blocking you from your own truth. I think it's a little bit like, I think we all do that. We kind of sabotage it. Because what if you put your money where your mouth is? What happens then? And I feel like there's something about you. What?
I say I only have $6.
Well, you must have a little mouth, right? But your mom, you're going to be okay. I know you are. But it's like there's something in you that really needs nurturing, and it's like you're pivoting around on that starting gate there. And I think you're scared.
My boyfriend wants to help me.
He does?
Yeah. I hasn't been letting him.
And why not?
Oh. Well, maybe he's just going to abandon me, you know? I mean, a lot of it is I just feel freaking crazy. I'm just guilty that I feel like I should have just been his friend and worked on him energetically, you know, just helped him instead of holding on to him and pushing him away and being a jerk and then getting pissed at him when he found somebody else and then not letting that go and letting him have his space and letting me have my space, you know? Because when I do, everything works out. I've been saying this for 9 months. I mean, get a clue, you know? But... yeah, but actually, things are working out well. I just find myself kind of terrified of the idea of having a relationship, to be honest.
Well, I don't think it's a time for you to have a relationship because your relationship with yourself has got a real lot of work that needs to be done, and I think you're going to do it. It just seems like if you look at that knot right in your solar plexus and you realize that you are so powerful, you can keep yourself on this place your whole life, you know? You're amazingly powerful, aren't you?
Yeah, I've noticed that, you know, and I've been afraid of overpowering people because I get enthusiastic and I become really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time this happened, I had a friend that just, you know, tore me to shreds, you know, and it's like, I know the thing that's not really her that bugs me, it's the fact I didn't do anything about it.
Right.
I didn't stick up for myself, and I've held on to the same stupid story for 8 years. And then projecting it all over the place on friends, on other females, and even
so, how did you project it? I think that's really interesting because you're just in a like a little pothole that you keep going in, right?
Yeah.
Who are you really? Hello.
Yeah.
Nice cough. Are you okay?
Yeah.
But it's interesting because who are you really? And I'm going, she doesn't want, how old are you, Stephanie?
41.
Okay, good. Because she doesn't want to come out, but she does. She doesn't want to come out of hiding. And you have do you know you have a lot of anger in there?
I thought it was gone. It was gone last summer.
Well, honey,
I'm angry.
It just, what? I feel like I want to be angry and bring the anger up, or really whack at a rug or two, hit at something with a tennis racket, not a person or an animal, and really get that out of my body, because it's really a burning, holding pattern in you right now.
Well, I thought it was gone. I mean, last year I hit a place where it was gone.
Good.
I didn't feel angry. I wasn't afraid of anything. But then I became afraid of, oh, no, I'll be alone and lonely because no one else will be able to relate to me because I don't know anyone else who isn't afraid.
Who
you know? I was really afraid of just changing my relationship with my mom and the guy that I had fallen in love with. I mean, I had fallen in love with him, and I had known that I already knew before he left he was going to meet somebody else.
Hmm. But you kept pushing him away.
I kept pushing him. And something also told me it wasn't going to work out with this other person. I just had to be patient. That was it. And that's why I've been so pissed off. I've been pissed off and so angry that I sabotaged my ability to do music, to do all these things for the past year. And I feel like I've just pushed away people. And really what I've done is just screwed myself over. Because, you know, there are books I was going to read, things I was being guided to do. And I didn't do them. And then later I messed with because I didn't protect myself. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing I'm pissed off about. Now I'm in overprotective mode, and that's not helping either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really frustrating.
Have you gone into the now?
Really?
You need to drop into the now, because what you're doing is spinning around on these same cycles over and over again. You've got to drop right into center and do nothing for a bit. It's really interesting because you've got talent. You've got brains, you've got all kinds of situations that want to move through you. And I promise you this, you can actually step up and out of that pothole. But you got to stay right in the now and not be any kind of a participant in what's been, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been getting. And the exciting thing is I met with someone about a music therapy degree today.
Oh, good.
And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And the woman has the same type of background I have, and she's like, don't despair. It's okay. And, you know, she said, well, it could take you 4 years, but I pointed out that, you know, musically, I've noticed lately everything's been building up to this. I didn't tell her that, but, like, when I took percussion last month at workshop, instead of, you know, I started on hand drums, and the teacher noticed I was imitating him, and he gave me something a lot more complex, like, right away. And I noticed if I'm in the now and I just focus on that, I can imitate anything.
And remember
the ear. And I could sing. That's the thing I've been sabotaging, is being able to sing. You know, it's like I've been fighting my mom for so long to be myself, and all I had to do was just be myself. You know?
Well, you're getting points. Somewhere deep down, you're getting points for not doing it. And I'm going, you need to either look at that or not look at it, but get into the center of now and let yourself bloom, because you can bloom. You got a really good bloom coming up.
Yeah, and I, you know, while we were on the radio, I just got this, I really want to work with plants and do shamanic work. And I was like, well, and I asked myself, well, how could I make that happen? All of a sudden, everything was went, shoom, and opened up. And then I decided to call, whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But, you know.
Yeah, well, call and let us know what you do. But I also know that music is a great way to get into the shamanic stuff, too.
Yeah, I've been dancing and drumming, and it's fantastic, and it fits in. It's all the other energy work I've been doing for years.
Good.
It's fantastic.
Well, keep going and keep handing over that other stuff and get back into the center, okay?
Sure, excuse me.
Thank
Sorry.
You. That's okay.
That was dramatic. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for your call. So that's really interesting, because it's somewhere what she was projecting to me is a really big blocked chest and heart. It's like a refusal. It's just like a big refusal. Look at your own body and see if you have that kind of thing, rejecting possibility, rejecting the change that you need to go through. It's not just that you need to go through. It's that expression of self that needs to come through. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because if we live into reactions, which what she's doing, and we project our expectations of other people wanting us to do something and then we don't actually do what we want to do. It's a very good example of how, when somebody else, of how we get designed by someone else's point of view of us. We heard all about how the observer changes reality. We create a reality. Well, the observer has a huge impact on reality. It's not the same, but there's a similarity here, isn't there? Like, we project all of our kids, and then kids respond back, projecting back up to us, and we stare at them with the projections in our heart and soul, and they become the molded by and shaped by what we are, and it goes on and on. And here it is. We want to get out of the projection forest and into being who we really are, and that's actually the name of the game. Anyway, I'm going to talk about paradigm shifters. Paradigm shifters are people who are making a big difference on the planet at this time in history. And next week's paradigm shifter at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night on wonderful BBS Radio is going to be Terry, I forget his last name for heaven's sakes. He has a website called ConvivianRE.com, and what he does is he does wind power. Here in Bellingham, Washington likes to talk about itself as being one of the sustainable capitals of the country, and they're really working on sustainability, and he's working on wind power. But he also knows a lot about the various other ways of creating your own sources of power in your own home life so that we can get off that oil thing. Get off the oil rig, you guys. Let's make a fossil fuel, an old fossil in our memory. And what it's going to take is us being able to create our energy needs at home. And that's one of the things we're talking about, being authentic in ourselves, being in the now. And the other thing we're talking about a lot of in Paradigm Shifters is how to meet the needs that we have to keep an evolving society and a community consciousness together. So join us at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for Terry, who's run a company called Convivium RE, which is something energy, real energy, Convivian Real Energy. Anyway, he's here in Bellingham, Washington, and we're going to learn about alternative energy. I'm very excited about that. I'm working on my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm working on a television series, and we're going to be having bits and pieces of visuals put up on the website as we get closer to our send-off time for our little shows. I'm very excited about that. I love to do my work with you. My guides and angels love to work with you and help you change your own basic energy and help you become more and more authentic as you go through your time. You just need to email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Oh, and another thing is I'm going to do some online classes. We're going to start next week, so check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, or my Facebook, Veronica Entwistle on Facebook, and I'll be telling you when my basic energy classes are. One of the reasons I want to do those is because I think we all need to learn how to do healing energy in such a way as that we can be authentic, and we can be authentic in how we do our healing and self-growth and so on. And I think energy is really a great way to go, or probably an essential way to go. And email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, if you want to know about it. Thank you, Bob. And after this show, we're going to be, if you can stay tuned, it's Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I love Jackie is the witty character who's an amazing healer herself, and she channels who is lovingly known as the team. And I get to sit with her, be her sidekick there, her co-host, and I get to ask the team some questions, to interview the team. They often do some pretty powerful meditations too, and they're building up to do an intensive in October in Las Vegas. So if you can, stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning into the show. Let's call in some higher frequency energies from the universe. And let's talk about conscious projections. Let's project them out at one another. High, loving, transformative, mutually recognizing energy that we bring through and send out to one another. Thank you for listening. Many blessings and good night.